Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel. What's going on? Thank you so much for joining us. I'm here with my co-host, Emily Striegel.
Howdy doody, everyone.
And the kids are in the other room watching the Kids' Choice Awards.
I was actually enjoying this.
Yeah, let's get this done quickly before they bust in here on us. And we don't really need to talk much because there are so many great guests on the show. You went into the city recently and hooked up with who, Emily?
John Corabi and Dean Castronova.
From Dead Daisies.
Yeah,
and wow, what a great new record.
Dean's new. I mean, this is his first gig since he departed from Journey a few years ago. And wow, what an amazing drummer he is. I was listening back to like stuff he did with Marty Friedman. Like, he's right. Nuts.
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
and of course, John Corabi, I adore. He's awesome. I interviewed him in 2016 when they were out promoting their last album.
Yeah, and the new record, by the way, by the Dead Daisies, which comes out April 6th, you can pre-order it on iTunes now. It's called Burn It Down. It sounds just great. Some real heavy stuff on that record.
Yeah.
Heavy rock, heavy blues and metal mixture. It's really great stuff, and I encourage everyone to check that out now, because there's actually two songs that you can buy on iTunes right now. And to lead things off tonight, we're gonna hear some music by our other guest, Damon Johnson, who plays with, of course, the Black Star Riders, who are out on tour right now with Judas Priest and Saxon. We just saw the show in Newark.
It was so much fun. That was like the best night I've had in a while. That was
so
fun.
Good.
I mean, always though, like, because last time they were in Newark, same venue.
Last time Priest was in Newark
was just so fun. I mean, they just kill it every time.
Yeah, and
I
mean, get there at 7 o'clock because that's when Black Star Riders go on, and the whole night from them to Saxon to the final notes of Living After Midnight that Priest did with Glenn Tipton at the show we saw him nonetheless.
Very emotional for me and for you too. I know.
So good. There's pictures up on the site talkingrock.net and talkingmetal.com. So right now, let's get into a song off of Damon's EP from a couple years back. This is called Dead.
Now I'm hiding in the shadows, looking at the world today. I see so many people that could find another way. Waiting for days, dead on the way to school, running away.
a zombie. I'm still so pleased to meet you. Kill the dirty laundry.
Johnson off the Echo EP, which I highly recommend. I love that. And Damon just rocking it out. You know, they only played one Thin Lizzy song. Did you notice that?
I did. Yeah, and so last time we saw them, it was like Irving Plaza or something.
Yeah, it was like three.
They played a few.
Maybe more. Okay, and before we get into the interview with Damon, I want to just give a big shout out to the people who support us on Patreon. You guys are supporting us every month. I hope you're enjoying your Talking Metal t-shirts. If you, the Talking Metal listener, want a Talking Metal t-shirt, there's two things you can do. You can do a monthly pledge on Patreon, $5 or more. We'll get you a Talking Metal t-shirt sent to you. Or just send me $20 via PayPal, and I'll send you out a Talking Metal t-shirt. Be sure to specify your size, okay? And who are our Patreon supporters, Emily?
I'm going to read these all down. Jay Vinitsky. Hi, Jay. We know Jay. Mike Jones. Steve Hoker. Hi, Steve. BJ Goklowski. Ron Embody. Sean Morgan. Dan Metal Dan. Michael Street. Jonathan Turner. Fred Rutz. John Boveri. And Ralph Petrie. We love you guys. You rock, and we see you, and we know who you are, and we really appreciate your support.
And I just now, this is so weird. While we're recording this, Brendan Kelly just sent in a $20 PayPal.
Keep on rocking, brother.
Yeah, so awesome. Thank you, Brendan. We appreciate the support, and very, very cool. The PayPal account is, of course, my email, which is striegelmark@gmail.com. So thanks to everybody who's supporting, and please help us reach our goal by being giving us a monthly pledge on patreon.com/talkingmetal. Cool. And on that note, let's get into my interview with Damon Johnson. We're going to hit first some music off of their great, great record from 2017. It's called Heavy Fire, and it just, wow, what a great record. It's the third record by Black Star Riders. And this is Dancing with the Wrong Girl, followed by my interview with Damon Johnson.
The night we ran from that small town dance to your romance car on a full romance. Our breath was heavy, our hearts were young. Scared of no one. Now the daytime is too fleeting, and the darkness comes too soon. In the town that dreaded sundown, underneath the waning moon. When you're dancing with the wrong girl, when you're dancing with the wrong girl, it's the best of both worlds.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we are backstage here at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, with Damon Johnson of Black Star Riders, who is going to be playing here later tonight on what is my favorite tour in a long time, Black Star Riders, Saxon, Judas Priest, three amazing bands that I've loved for years. Damon, how did this tour come together? What, do you have any recollection of how it was put together? Were you, they reach out to you, you guys reach out to them?
Thank you, Mark. It's great to see you.
Great seeing you.
We
man.
All hail you, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Great to see you. I'll always have a pretty distinct memory of us gathering in the lobby of a hotel in Finland, of all places,
okay.
back in August, I think.
Right.
Black Star Riders was doing several festivals this past summer. And I have to confess to almost having, I had sort of accepted in a way that we just were never going to get any traction in the United States.
Right.
That there just wasn't any real avenues for us to, you know, for people to even find out about mm-hmm. Black Star Riders. You know about it.
Right.
You and my friends know about it because they're so committed to rock and they kind of seek out stuff. But on the whole, man, unless somebody gets it from word of mouth or stumbles into some club where we're in there playing to 10 people, which we can't afford to do that.
Right, sure. Sure.
So I had literally that week kind of gone, all right, I'm going to let it go because I have been, you know, trying and coming up with ideas, and we love our label, our management's great, and we're all just kind of beating our heads against the wall. We meet for this in the lobby,
right?
And our manager goes, well, boys, I've got some news. We've been offered 7 weeks with Judas Priest in the United States, you know, starting, and you could have knocked us all over with a feather.
Wow.
And I remember saying, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
And he said, it's the Priest boys. You know, the Priest
That's
guys
awesome.
Have always supported this band, and we're great friends with all of them, particularly with Richie and Scott Travis. You know, Rob and Glenn both had been really cool to us when Thin Lizzy opened for Priest back in 2011. That was my first ever tour with Thin Lizzy was that year.
Okay.
So, you know, they've always said, you know, we did some dates with Scott Travis on drums last in 2016 with some Thin Lizzy anniversary shows. So, you know, we talked to him and, you know, he kept saying, man, one way or another, we're going to get this band on tour with Judas Priest. So Priest made this happen.
That's awesome. And, you know, I had done an interview with Scott Travis back in December when you guys, right after the tour had been announced, and I said to him, as a fan, this is the tour I want. You know, Black Star Riders, Saxon, Judas Priest, new music, but also that deep history, you know, with Black Star Riders going back to Thin Lizzy. But it was like, you know, when I saw Metallica, to see Avenged Sevenfold and Trivium, nothing against those guys, but as a classic rock and metal fan, this was the tour I wanted. And so many times I feel like there is this attempt to throw on a younger band or a more hip band, and I feel like that's not giving the crowd what they want. So a big props to Scott and whoever for bringing you guys on this tour, and Saxon for that matter.
Well said, Mark. I wish my manager, Adam Parsons, was here because he would give you a hug right now. Because he talks about this all the time. Because Adam has been doing a great job with us in Europe in putting packages together. And he has said almost word for word what you said.
Right.
You know, fans of Thin Lizzy don't necessarily want to hear a brand new young band that just put out their first record and they've got some influences from the 70s.
Yeah.
Why not get another band from that era
sure.
and put a package together
yeah.
and give the fans two or three bands
right.
that they're like, this is what a night out, man. There's something I can celebrate in all of this music.
And on that note, for the fans who are planning to go see this tour, what time do you guys go on? Because we all have to get here to see you guys from the moment you start playing.
So. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, man, we're on at 7 o'clock sharp every night.
Every night.
Doors are at 6. We're on at 7.
Okay.
Saxon is on at 8.
Right.
And Priest is on, I think, at 9:15.
Okay.
Every night. It's been real consistent.
Awesome. And I'm sure we'll get a classic
Thin Lizzy number or two, but a lot of Black Star Riders songs in the set list too, which I think is great.
Yeah, man. The thing that we're finding, especially with some of the fans that we get an opportunity to talk to, is that they are aware of the band. They are certainly, especially the older fans, they love the Thin Lizzy connection, but they've gotten on Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes or YouTube or whatever, and they've checked it out and they're like, wow, man, the new stuff is great. It's legitimate. So
yeah, absolutely.
You know, we've already made that leap in Europe to really push our own material. We're just so pleased that the reaction to that music has been as positive as it is. So if we could kind of get that going here in the States, man, it would be amazing, because we'd love to work in America more often. We know the fans are out there.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people in the Southeast right now that are disappointed because we don't have any shows down there.
Oh, really?
With Priest on this run, unfortunately. But I guess it's the one thing that has been constant from the beginning of time. If you're going to win fans, you got to get on the road and get in front of some people.
Right.
And teach them. You know, it was that way for Ricky and the Almighty. It was that way for me and Brother Kane.
Yep.
It was that way for Scott and Thin Lizzy in the beginning.
Sure.
So same now. You know, we just got to get in front of some people, and this is really that chance, man. We're so
absolutely
grateful.
Absolutely. So everyone get to the arena before 7. So you're in your seat for the time. By the time Black Star Riders come on, who, of course, have given us 3 great records, including 2017's Heavy Fire record. If you don't have that, go check it out. Let's talk about 2017. That wasn't the only record that came out for you. You had a great live solo record that came out, and I want to talk about some of the music on this record. But where was this recorded?
That night was in my longtime hometown of Birmingham, Alabama.
Hence the title, Birmingham Tonight.
Yeah,
is the
man.
Live album.
There's an amazing venue there called Work Play. And it's been there, God, I guess that place has been there for well over 15 years now, going on 20. And they got a great setup in that there's a recording studio behind the stage. So If you are so inclined, you can run a separate set of lines and basically record the band like you were in some regular studio.
Right.
And I'm so proud of my solo band. Those guys are great players and enthusiasts for my catalog, which is really humbling. So together we kind of put a long set together. We played over 2 hours that night. So when I got the hard drive, you know, with all the stuff, man, I was so elated at how good it sounded. So I just like, yeah, let's put this out. Let's just do it. So I just felt like it's a pretty solid document for me.
Yeah.
For my little pocket of fans that had followed me since I was playing the bars in Birmingham.
Yeah.
In 1986, you know, a long time ago. For people that go, okay, yeah, he was in Brother Kane, he was in Alice Cooper, then Lizzy, on and on. There's a little bit of something for everybody there.
Yeah.
And I crammed
slave
as much.
Slave to the System.
Slave to the System
is
well represented, man.
We solo did stuff, then Lizzy stuff, Brother Kane stuff sounds great. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah. Well, I shoved as much music as I could fit onto a, what is it, 72 minutes you can get on a compact disc, on a single disc. But my goal is to release some of the other material, maybe even this summer.
Oh, cool.
I'd love to at least get it up on the streaming services, because there's a badass Alice Cooper medley that we played
nice,
that night.
Nice,
it's worth the price of admission.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and again, the album is Birmingham Tonight by Damon Johnson, a live album from 2017. So much great stuff. It's like a career retrospective for you. Love hearing the old Brother Kane stuff, as I think you might remember. I was a big fan of that band back in the day. When I hear it, I mean, I have to admit, I kind of put it back in the 90s. You know, it was right there along my Soundgarden records, Alice in Chains records. I mean, we've lost so many of those performers from the 90s. As somebody who was kind of alongside of them, how does that make you feel? I mean, it's strange.
Makes me feel really sad.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel really sad. You know, the last 2 years have been brutal with Chris, Prince.
Yeah.
Tom Petty. You know, we all just thought Tom would do it another 10 years, man.
Yeah,
he would
sure
just be the grand old dad of
Glenn Frey, Bowie. I mean, it just goes on.
It's been wild, man. And I think, I talk about this with Ricky and the guys a lot. It's just, if you need a reminder of reasons to keep creating and keep doing what you love, man. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, man, that's kind of how it's what we talk about the most. It's like, man, we're doing what we love, regardless of how many people are here, or how many units we've sold, or how many times we've streamed this week. Let somebody else worry about that. We just need to keep making great music, putting on great shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, I certainly hope we're around for a long, long time.
Yeah, so do I. And, you know, we'll start to wrap it up. I don't want to take up too much of your time. You have a show tonight. I just did quickly wanted to mention the last time we had you on the show was for the great EP, just fantastic, Echo. My biggest complaint about that EP was it was too short. So many good songs on that. Would you ever consider doing some more work with Nick, another solo record with him?
Well, maybe? Man, you know, Nick is like a sixth member of Black Star Riders for sure. And, you know, I'm actually about 80% into my next solo record.
Oh, good.
Nick has been so busy that he hasn't really been able to produce it for me, but he did give me a studio for 8 days. And I went in and used his mics and his console and all his gear. So his spirit is definitely there on this next record, which, you know, I'd love to get this out maybe in the fall.
Really? That soon? Wow, good.
Yeah,
good.
Man, because Ricky and I and the guys have already started writing for the fourth Black Star Riders record. And definitely going back in with Nick. That probably won't be until the end of the year, maybe even early next year.
Yeah, man, you stay busy.
Well, you know, you gotta kind of look at the calendar in 18-month stretches. It's like, all right, this record's done. What's next? You know, how do we see ourselves getting there? But man, Nick Raskulinix, such a talent, man, such great ears, great ideas. I'd love to work with him many, many more times. But thank you for the kind words, Mark, about Echo. That was a starting point for me kind of as a solo artist. Like, all right, I'm going to stop putting side projects together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like sometimes the guys from Brother Kane will call, hey, man, maybe, or the Slaves of the System guys, what about, you know what? I'm in a badass band right now called Black Star Riders. I can scratch that other itch with my solo stuff. And, man, that's plenty.
Yeah, and there's, not to mention any names, but I see some of these guys, they have so many different projects, you know, that, I mean, sure, I'll mention name George Lynch. I'm so confused by how much stuff he's got out there that it might be better just to do it under his name, George Lynch, you know, it's like...
You know, I certainly respect all those guys, you know, Portnoy's another person that's just, it's like every other month, man, there's a brand new band with all-star players, a legitimate label, legitimate publicist. It's like, wow, man. I mean, my wife would kill me. I'm just telling you right now. She would kick me out. She'd be like, we're done with you.
Yeah.
You cannot start another band, Dan.
Right.
I don't see how these guys, how they can live, you know, and juggle all that. But, you know, more power to them. You know, apparently they're pulling it off. So I don't have enough brain space for that.
Right on. We'll have a great show tonight. The kid's doing good. Hockey good. The son plays hockey. Is that right?
He does play hockey. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. They made it to their championship in their league, and they lost 4-2. But my son got a goal, and he's not like Mr. Stud on the team.
Right.
You know, he's just – he kind of always knows where the puck is. He's great. He gets a lot of assists. You know, he'll set somebody up. But, you know, he wants to play again next season. So I think it's just a great thing for him and certainly our family, man. We love the hockey. It's kind of weird being in the New Jersey Devils building tonight. We're big Nashville Predators fans. And So that's all I'll say about that.
Cool. And best place to get in touch with you online, it's DamonJohnson.com, right?
Yes, DamonJohnson.com, BlackStarWriters.com.
Excellent.
And I'm on all the social media stuff. So thank you for listening to the music, all of you. Thank you.
Guys, get to this tour, Judas Priest, Saxon, Black Star Riders. 7 p.m. every night, Black Star Riders take the stage. Thank you, Damon.
Thank you, Mark Striegel. Always a pleasure. We all bear our hunger on our hearts in the cold blood of the Caribbean ghetto streets. It ain't treason if it's a good reason. We're all as real as the promises. We'll be right back.
got in love with the killer instinct. Gotta die a little to survive. Got in love with the killer instinct. Gotta have a little to get by. You got in love with the killer instinct. You gotta die a little to survive. You got in love with the killer instinct. Gotta have a little to get by.
That was actually kind of a cover, I guess I'd call it. That's Damon Johnson covering a song from his other band, the Black Star Riders. So The Killer Instinct is a Black Star Riders song. However, Damon plays it on his new live record, which we talked about during the interview, which is a great, retrospective of his career, the live record. So definitely check that out. And without further ado, we're going to get into our interview with John and Dean from the Dead Daisies. Set this up, Emily. You went into the city, what, it's like 12:30, right? It was a lunchtime interview.
It was a lunchtime interview. I think they only had two interviews that day. They've done a few, but they're at SAR rehearsing for the tour. They're going over to Europe first.
Cool.
And then they're coming back to the States like in August to do that tour. So they're just, those guys work hard. They've been going nonstop for a while now.
They really do. I mean, they're doing this European tour. Then through the summer, they keep busy with festival dates. And then, like you said, in August, they start a tour in Cleveland. They're going to hit Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're going
to miss them by one week.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be in Fort Wayne visiting
That's where Emily's from, by the way, guys.
Well, I'm actually a tiny little farm town south of Fort Wayne, but my mom and sister live in Fort Wayne now. And we always go Christmas time and summertime, and we're going to miss that show by like 1 week. So I need to send Allie.
That's her sister.
My sister. I need to send her wherever they play. They're probably playing like Pierre's or something.
Very good. Yeah, I don't know. The list didn't say what club they're playing, but I would think Pierre's would be the place for sure. So on that note, this is Rise Up by the Dead Daisies off their brand new record, which Emily and I listened to the other night. And it's so good. So definitely support them. Go buy this. You can pre-order it on Amazon or on iTunes right now. You can actually buy this song. This song has been released as a single. It's called Rise Up. So definitely go download this one today. So we'll hear Rise Up by the Dead Daisies, followed by Emily Striegel's interview with John and Dean from the Dead Daisies. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Hi, Talking Metal listeners. This is Emily Striegel coming at you from SIR in New York City. And I'm really excited to be here with Dean Castronova and John Crowby from Dead Daisies. How are you guys doing?
We are good. No. Go.
We are malicious.
Wait, go again?
We are malicious, yeah.
We are very malicious.
Malicious?
That's my little boy.
Oh, my God. Is that supposed to be delicious?
Yes, like with a
bee on top. Belicious. This is the word of the day.
Which is, it's kind of beauty and delicious, which is belicious. Boom. I see how he did that there.
I have a new word. So last time I sat down with you, I haven't met you before, Dean. This is my first time meeting you. But John, we sat down when you guys did a show at Webster Hall, 2006, I'm thinking?
No.
Or 2016, I mean?
Hey, I'm 2016. I've only been in a band for instance. yes, it was 2016. Richard was back with GNR.
Yep.
So we played Webster Hall, and then him and Frank came down. And well, Frank's band, Richard was sitting in with Frank's band or something. Yep. And then we all had that little jam session at the end. It was cool. Yeah.
Such a fun gig. And you guys have been really busy since then. At that point, you guys were promoting Make Some Noise. Then you guys came out with Live and Louder last year, which, how did that go? And you toured that as well, didn't you?
Yep. We recorded about 8 or 10 shows on that Make Some Noise tour that you saw. And I think our management just wanted to kind of give us a break. I mean, we did 2 records in less than a year from me joining the band. So I think he's like, well, let's just throw a live record out there and give the guys a minute to collect their thoughts, you know? So we did that, and we went right back out on the road again, and everybody just started stockpiling riffs for what became Burn It Down. So here we are.
And, man, I took a listen last night. Okay. I took a listen last night, and it is awesome. Super heavy, man. I mean, it's heavier than I expected. It's really, really good. I'm digging it. So it's called Burn It Down. Tell me about it. Where was it recorded? What do you want to say about the album?
Well, we wrote it here in New York. We all got together.
Across the street.
Yes, actually, right across the street. There's another studio. Alicia Keys has a studio right across the street. So they gave us the place for a week, and we went in there and we wrote, and we met Dean. Dean came down and we just started putting material together. And then once we felt like we had the goods, we went back to Nashville and we recorded the record at Marty's studio. Yes.
Do you feel like it's a heavier sounding record, or is that just, was that just me late last night in a quiet room listening by myself?
No. I think at times it's definitely, I think it's definitely a little heavier and more aggressive at times. Yeah. I think this record has also got a few other flavors to it. Yep. That people, you know, aren't used to. Like, we did a ballad.
There's some strings on the first song. Were there some strings at the end, or did I dream that?
No, it was all in your head. I'm kidding.
I wouldn't be surprised, believe me.
Here's the deal. You need to take a break, darling. You need to, like, seriously, put on some pajamas, get off the computer.
Oh, I didn't even get dressed yesterday during the snowstorm. I stayed in my pajamas the entire day.
Hold on a minute.
I mean, no. No, I meant I was in
my pajamas. Thank you for the visual. Thank you for the visual.
If you can see my face right now, it's very red.
I'm just picturing you naked at the computer with your glasses on. Yes, exactly. Yes, I got it. Thank you very much.
Okay. You haven't changed a bit, John. Haven't changed a bit. All right, so you guys are here in NYC. I'm assuming you're rehearsing for your upcoming dates overseas. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
And how long have you been here at SIR, and how long do you plan on staying and rehearsing?
We've been here about 35 minutes. And we're going to be here till about 7 tonight.
Sarcasm is just rolling this morning. I know.
We were here yesterday, and we're going to be here for 7 or 8 days.
Yeah, we're here till the 29th. We're here till the 29th.
Come closer. I'm not going to touch you. If I grab anything, it's going to be in that direction.
Thank you.
So, Dean, I know you had a very public exit from Journey a number of years back. How are you doing health-wise? I want to hear how you're doing, because this is my first time meeting you.
I'm doing great. Let me see. 2 years, 8 months, 4 weeks, and 3 days today.
Cool. I'm so proud of you. That's amazing.
Thank you, my friend. Everything is good. Wife and I are doing great. Family's doing great. Awesome. This was the missing piece. This getting back and playing, and being with these guys, it's just, it feels like home.
And what amazing group for you to be joining. I mean, I love these guys so much. So you're a lucky guy, and they're lucky to have you.
So it all works out.
Yes, ma'am. I know.
Hold on a minute.
Hey, John wants me to rephrase that.
Well, listen, we don't want him getting carried away. He's the new guy. The new guy. Don't give him too much confidence.
I'm a fan, though. Come on. I got to give him some props here.
Give him some love. Give him some love.
Dean, how did you end up with Dead Daisies? How did you end up hooking up with these guys?
Well, I got a text message from Doug. And he's like, are you busy? And I said, no. And he's like, looks like Brian is going to leave the Daisies. Do you want to join? I'm like, yes. He goes, well, are you available? Yeah, now. So they flew me out on a Sunday, hung out with the guys for a couple of days, went home, and by the next Friday, I was in Nashville doing the record. So it was
amazing.
Very quick, yeah.
It was quick. That's cool. Do you ever hear from the Journey guys, or is that...
Yeah, I actually did a benefit show with Neil and Greg Raleigh about a month ago in San Francisco for the fire victims in Santa Rosa Mendocino County and all that stuff. Yeah, so cool. We did a great thing with them. And I keep in really good contact with Arnell and with Neil.
Awesome. Good to hear. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the summer. We have some festivals lined up. And a cool date opening for Guns N' Roses. Oh, my God. This is really exciting news. I want to hear all about how did this come about? Where is it happening? What's going on?
To be honest with you, I think it's been worked on for a while. Like Richard and Dizzy have been really pulling for us to be involved in the tour to some degree.
Tell our listeners how you're hooked up with Dizzy and Richard and Frank.
Well, Richard and Dizzy, prior to Doug joining, Richard was our guitar player and Dizzy played keys with us.
Yep.
And they were, honestly, they were trying to get us in right in the very beginning to do some of the dates. And it was just weird, like our schedule and their schedule, and it wasn't working. So finally, we just got a thing from management. I think we're just going to go try and do a show or two, see what happens, and then, we'll go from there. I think it was just, Duff, Slash, and Axel have never really seen the band before, or they're not real familiar with us. So, they gave us one show, and we'll see, see how we get along with everybody, and we'll go from there.
Very cool. I can't.
Richard already sent me a message. It was funny. The day David sent me a thing, said, "Hey, we're doing a date with GNR in Europe." Richard sent me a thing. He goes, "See you in Estonia." Yeah. So it'll be cool. It's gonna be.
Have you played Estonia before?
I'm sure we have. I don't even remember. But
you just get on a bus and go.
I just go and they're like, "Stage is that way." All right, cool. But I think we did do a show there with Whitesnake a couple years back. Okay. But it's just going to be fun. I love Richard. I love Dizzy. Duff was actually scheduled to... Duff and Eddie Kramer were supposed to produce the Scream record. So I've known Duff, even that long ago.
Wow.
So seeing Duff will be great, and I've met Axel a few times, but I don't know if he'd remember, and because I barely do, but it'll be fine. I love Frank, and all their crew guys, we've known them forever, so it
sounds like a good fit.
It'll be like a party, man. It'll be fun,
Cool. And then to promote the new album, you're gonna do the Burn It Down tour. 24 dates in the U.S. starts August 15th. All of our listeners not only need to pick up the album, which comes out on April
6th.
April 6th, the album comes out. Then the tour starts August 15th. You start in Cleveland. I looked at your second dates, Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's where I'm from. So I'm going to try and get a head out there. I'm going to send my sister.
Okay, do that. And are you going to come to the one here in New York or Fort Wayne?
We'll be the one in New York.
Okay, because yeah. I know people. I might be able to get you in on both. So I'm just saying, I can work this out.
You know, you have connections? Really?
We've got some connections. But I was going to tell you something. And so this part is actually like the third leg of the tour. We're actually starting the tour in like 2 weeks.
Oh, you are? Like that. You're kidding me. Okay, because it's the EU dates. That's what you're rehearsing for now. Yeah, yeah. But the U.S. tour is 24 dates in the U.S. Yes. And the U.S. tour starts August 15th.
Thank you, because I didn't know. Nobody tells me anything.
John, you played with ex-Kiss guitarist Bruce Kulick in Union for a while. Do you hear much from Bruce?
We communicate with each other. We'll talk to each other on the phone, but it's mainly email, messenger, and stuff like that. He just sent me a thing about Don Brewer. Don Brewer did an interview, and Don Brewer was talking about how the Daisies covered were an American band, you know, whatever. Yeah. He thought it was really cool. Awesome. So I'll get like these random little things from Bruce, or I'll see something that refers to him and I'll send it to him, whatever. We're on great terms, all of us, you know, and we've actually talked about going out and doing some shows again as Union.
Oh, really?
We never split up. Like, yeah. That's a weird thing. Everybody thinks we split up. We didn't. We just kind of stopped doing things because we weren't really making any money.
Yeah.
Bruce got the Grand Funk gig. I got offered to go play guitar with Rat. Oddly enough, Brent Fitz and Jamie, my bass player, went to play with Vince Neil in his solo band. And everybody's just been so busy. I'm doing the Daisies.
It's also incestuous.
It is. And now Brent played with Slash. Now he's playing with two guys in my solo band.
Crazy.
And they're out with Gene Simmons, and it's just, you know.
Yeah.
So we've talked, Brent and I and Bruce have talked about doing some shows as Union, but it's got to be all four original guys with Jamie. And then so we were talking to Jamie, but he was in Japan playing with Roger Daltrey.
Yeah.
So it's like. So
coordinating it is, coordinating. Yeah, and like everyone wants to do it, and that would be so cool, and the fans would dig it.
The Monsters of Rock cruise. And the Kiss crews, they're like, we would love to have Union come on and just and do one show, like a reunion show.
Amazing.
And
that would be such a good.
It's not the show, though. Yeah. It's we got to go through all the material, you know, from 20 years ago and go, fuck, what did I do? Right. We got to learn it all again. And then you got to get in and rehearse, you know. So it's like to do the one show, you need like 3 weeks before it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it would take a month. Yeah. You know,
a lot of work for one show, but man, the fans would love it.
I know.
We would dig that. When you look back on your long careers, what are some of the highlights that pop out to you? This is like a very broad, general question, but sometimes I like to throw these in.
Wow. I mean, for me, it was just probably being in Bad English at 23 years old. That was heavy duty to go from.
You can't beat that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was like you are nothing, and boom, you're in a band that's got number one hits, and you're touring. And it was like, it was. That was probably for me. Yeah, that was the heaviest part of my career, definitely.
What about you, John?
Well, I know I did the Motley thing and the Daisies and Rat and Union and the Scream, and I've met a lot of people I grew up with. But I'd probably have to say the highlight of my entire career was when you just said that you were sitting naked in front of the computer. Just last night. That visual was awesome.
On that note. I love you guys. Man, this is, you guys, I know I'm always going to leave an interview with Karate with a red face. So, good luck with the tour. Good luck with the album. It's so good. I really, really dig it. And
I
love you, Krabby. This is not a Me Too moment at all. You make me laugh every time, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Never a dull moment with the Daisies.
No.
Never a dull moment with the Daisies. Good luck with the tour. Good luck with the album. Thanks for coming on Talking Metal, and we'll see you in New York.
Awesome. Thank you, darling. Thank you, I hope so.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you. Awesome. You guys rock.
Well, she was just 17, if you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? Woo! And I saw her standing there. Well, she looked at me, and I could see
cover of the Beatles, I Saw Her Standing There. Kenny Arnoff on the drums. We got Phil Campbell, of course, of Motorhead fame, on guitar, along with CeCe DeVille on guitar. John Corabi on vocals. That's off the Beatles cover. I Saw Her Standing There. So very, very interesting.
It was the House of Horrors.
Wait.
Yeah. She's trying to do the CeCe Banana. CeCe DeVille. Not CeCe Banana. That would be, rest in peace, CeCe Banana.
It was the House of Horrors, and then it was the House of Horrors.
There you go. From behind the music, right?
Yes.
Poison, yeah. But we haven't seen it in a number of years. I love seeing Poison in concert. I need to see them again real soon.
Oh, my God. We had so much fun when they opened for Def Leppard, right?
Yes.
Am I on crack, or did they do that?
Yeah, we saw them open for Def Leppard, and we saw them another time too. Were they with Kiss or no? I don't know.
Poison?
I can't remember.
Do you want to hear something nuts?
What?
I never owned a Poison album.
I liked them.
Ever.
People used to give me, you know, shit about it, but I was a supporter from day one since 1986 when that first Look What the Cat Dragged In record came out, which to this day I love.
I was all Cinderella. I wasn't super into Poison. I like the bluesier stuff.
Open up and say, that second record was also very good. Anyways, on that note, let's end with one of my favorite bands of all time, Motley Crue. This is Misunderstood, from a misunderstood time in the Motley Crue era, where John Corabi was their vocalist. And again,
so good though.
Yeah, this guy,
it's fantastic.
And he was more than a vocalist. You know, he wrote the songs, he played some guitar, he really was just a very important part of that band.
And he's funny. I apologize that I was laughing the whole way through the interview, but the dude is he's so off the wall, funny, raunchy, hysterical guy.
Cool. So what's our next concert, by the way? Do we know?
I have no clue.
I think it's Udo again, Dirk Schneider.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's on his birthday.
I think
it's
that's our Udo's next birthday. Concert, or maybe, but then I think Ministry's after that.
Can we run a cake and I can jump out of the cake?
Yeah, we were talking about that. We should do that. I'm serious. We should look into that. But that'll be fun. If you're going to that show in Asbury Park, hopefully we'll see you there. Dirk Schneider in doing All Except music. So it's such a good night. We saw it in New York and liked it so much. We're going to go back and see it again in Asbury Park. We will also, Talking Metal will be doing coverage from M3 this year. It's going to be just a great event. Can't wait to see Kix and Tom Kiefer and Loudness and YNT.
Loudness.
So many different
so
bands.
So happy that, I mean, they're coming back. Because they were blocked last year. I don't know if all the listeners know, but they flew into Chicago and they were turned away.
Yeah, so hopefully that's all taken care of. Can't wait for that. LA Guns will be down there. Queensryche, Ace Frehley. The other festival Emily and I are really looking forward to is Heavy Montreal. So we hope to see you guys at both of those festivals. Heavy Montreal is like a crazy diverse group of loud rock bands from Rat, which, you know, we all know Rat, to like the doom metal Lords Sleep, which I really like. I know Leo up in Alaska, I know you love those guys. You actually sent me one of their vinyl singles, which I thought
the
was just great.
Sludgy stuff.
Yeah, I love Leo
so
up in Alaska. Leo, we need more messages from you.
Yeah.
Give us a call on the hotline.
Give us a shout out.
And Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Helix. It's just, I don't have the list in front of me, but it's a very, Baroness. I don't even know if I pronounced that band's right. Yeah, Baroness is playing. It's a great, great lineup. So check it out. Heavy Montreal will be up there. And
come see us. And if you see us out there, come say hi, because we love the fans.
Yeah, we love seeing you at concerts. And again, support us on Patreon, get that Talking Metal t-shirt, or just send me $20 and say you want a t-shirt mailed out. Give me your size and your address, of course. And my email for the PayPal is striglmark@gmail.com, striglmark@gmail.com. Use our Amazon links, and we'll talk to you next time. This is Misunderstood by Motley Crue, featuring John Corabi on vocals. Thanks, Emily.
Misunderstood, yeah. Life's not always fair, or so they say. Understood them, so close your eyes and dream of.
Find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.